Next item on our agenda is conditional use number 2594, Anthony D. Girolano. Sorry if I butchered that.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair and vehicle storage business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 3.07 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Long Neck Road, which is Rec 23, approximately 800 feet west of Potsnets Road, which is Sussex County Rec 22C. The 911 address is 32909 Long Neck Road, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 24, Parcel 39.05, submitted into the record. Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Pops.
How you doing?
Good.
Morning.
Just give us your name, you can have the floor.
I just want a conditional use of the property.
Give us your name.
Oh, my name's Anthony D. Girolano. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I don't hear all that.
That's okay.
It's from 50 years of working on vehicles.
Oh, well, that makes sense. So you heard what Mr. Whitehouse had to say regarding your application, we hope. And did you have anything to add to it, please?
Well, we're working on trying to get it a little bit more beautified by putting a fence up and stuff like that, you know, so people don't have to look at it. Of course, it's my son's business, and you know, it's the property's been in my family for 150 years. We own everything that way.
Okay. So. All right. Could you give us a little bit of information about what operation that you really are hoping to?
Yeah, so...
give us your name first.
I'm Victor DiGiolano. I'm his son. So I employ 7 full-time employees, all with families.
I'm sorry, how many?
7.
Thank you.
Yep. And like I said, I help everybody in the community. I donate to various charities. I help out a lot of elderly people, especially when their others pass. I pick them up and I drop them off. So I do a lot of things to help people. I just help out a lot. I like helping people. I like going to the grocery store and everyone praises and makes me feel good. You know, I don't own a house or nothing. I just make sure the employees are taken care of and my customers are taken care of. A bunch of which are here.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about what exactly you do or hope to do on this site as far as the auto repair. Vehicles, trucks?
So he's been a diesel mechanic all his life, so have I. So we do cars, light duty diesel. Some bigger trucks, just tractors, nothing serious, nothing huge.
Okay. Hours of operation?
It's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
No Saturday or Sunday?
Technically not, but I'm there, you know, making sure everyone's car gets fixed correctly and things. But technically, we're only open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Well, 7 to 5.
I'll let you elaborate on that. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go for questions? Okay. All right. We'll see if any of the commissioners have any questions. We'll start with Mr. Collins.
So if you'd like to operate on a Saturday or Sunday, you want to say that you're operating on Saturday or Sunday. Maybe you don't have customers visiting the site on Saturday or Sunday, but if you want to run the business on Saturday or Sunday, now's the time to say that. So otherwise, our conditions will prohibit you from doing that.
Gotcha. So technically, yes, we operate.
So like a half a day on Saturday?
Sunday we're off. Saturday, we're there.
So like 8?
We never stay past 3 o'clock.
Well, so starting at 7 a.m., starting at 8 a.m., ending at?
8 o'clock, 8 to 3.
8 to 3, perfect. Okay, thank you. Do you have a contract with any company to dispose of and manage waste products, oil that you dispose of?
Yeah, we burn the waste oil for heat, and Lorco, they take care of all my antifreeze, oil filters. Everything's disposed of properly. Tires are picked up by a company out of Virginia.
Yeah.
And they're all stored properly.
Are there other business activities that are happening on here other than on this parcel, other than the business? Okay, the auto business only. I don't think I have any other questions right now, but I may come back.
Mr. Pettijohn?
I'm the son of a mechanic, so I sympathize with you guys a little bit on that, but you know, it was a different scenario. I noticed there's a house on the property. Who lives in the house?
I live in the house.
Okay. And then obviously you're surrounded by other homes or dwellings, whether they're seasonal or full-time.
That's my cousin's house next door, and that's my mom's house next door, and then the field next door is my...
But on this side, it's a Potnets, right? It's one of the Potnets on this side.
That's all the Potnets.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, you know, one of the things going along with, and I understand small business and recognize that, and when Mr. Collins was speaking of hours of operation and things like that, I know there's times when you can get behind, so, you know, 6 o'clock turns into 10 o'clock or midnight or whatever like that, so I know air tools and testing vehicles and things like that can be a little bit tempting or needed even in some time. So I think, you know, it's important that we do talk about perimeter.
I'm on the guys about that type of stuff, so yeah. It's very quiet after 5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And normally during the day, it's not that loud either.
Right. But I thought you gave us a stop time of, what was it, 3 or 4?
3 on Saturdays and 8 to 5 on Monday through Friday.
Okay, all right. So if the noise is going on beyond 5 o'clock and the neighbors fuss, it's going to be an issue.
So are your hours proposed really 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
No, it's 7 to 5. I'm just sometimes
7 to 5.
It all depends.
Yeah. Try to talk you into expanding your scope so you're less likely to get in trouble.
I'm going
to
lock yourself in.
While also trying to be considerate of your neighbors, right? We're going to hear from other people possibly about their thoughts and.
You could say 7. That's about the latest I'm ever there. I just make sure the customers are taken care of and everyone gets their car back when they need it back.
But that I get that, but. If we say that you cannot work beyond 5 o'clock because that's what you've told us, and then you're going to be in violation and would have the possibility of losing your conditional use if it's granted. So
it's my first time here.
You're right, but we're trying to work with you to make you understand that these conditions put on for a reason.
Okay.
So if you say 5 o'clock and you're out there working and making noise at 6, and the neighbors complain,
you're
in trouble.
7 o'clock. I don't want to go any further than seven.
If it gets approved,
that sounds reasonable.
And we'll hear from potentially other people who have interest in your application. Mm-hmm. You know, 7 to 7 may not work for everybody in the community, so we'll see.
Okay. Is there anything else?
I don't think I have anything.
No? Okay. That's worse.
In this satellite view, I see several vehicles in the back, and obviously I know you're a mechanic. You have 7 employees, as you said, I'm assuming including the 2 of you. On an average, how many vehicles are staged there per week?
Like how many cars do I go through? Or how many?
I know you turn them over in a day or 2 days,
okay.
Depending on how
so,
much work
average
is done.
Turnover, depending on parts, about 3 days. Certain cars, if they're getting engines, transmissions, or I'm dealing with aftermarket warranty companies, they could take weeks to a month, especially when you got someone else trying to pay for it. It does get time consuming. A lot of big problems I'm having right now are parts. The dealerships are on back order months, so that's another issue.
So plus or minus 20 vehicles at a time?
Yeah, somewhere in there. I mean, on an average, I think there's
Which side? Like less than 20 typically, or is it going to have more
like
than 20?
In a day?
No.
No, to keep stored on site. We don't want it to turn into a junkyard.
Oh. 30 in the backyard.
Yeah, about 30 at the maximum, but they don't. Most of them don't stay for more than a month.
That's a lot.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Yeah. Is this mechanic only? Is this, or do you do some body work here too? Or
no,
mechanic only. So you've got a lot of core charges and all for late transmissions and all the things that you have to throw out. Do you have a dumpster on site that you use for that? Do you know?
Yes, we do, and we have scrap metal people to come down and take stuff away. Too.
Yeah, I have a company out of New Jersey that comes and picks up all the rotors and all that stuff. They come once a month.
And when they don't haul away, I normally take them to a Donovan's.
Yeah, sure. So you have an area?
Yeah.
It's fenced in area just for that? Is it fenced in where you?
It's not fenced in. We're trying to fence it in.
Okay. All right.
So you're not going to have any vehicles stored on site that are not currently tagged?
Yes, we do.
Junked.
And some of them are my personal vehicles that I own.
Projects.
You know, everybody's got their hobbies. And that's
okay.
We're mechanics.
So, but since he took over the garage, I don't get very much time to play with him. So let's put it that way. So
that's one of those projects that never get done then.
Well, they get done. It just takes a...
So how many vehicles are you talking about? Because, again, we don't want to allow this to turn into a junkyard type thing.
Out of consideration
for your neighbors.
There's one whole row right there.
The left row right there are personal.
Yeah,
So how many vehicles?
One, two, three, there's four or five of them right there.
Right there.
Row.
Okay.
Had a whole row.
Okay. Okay, all right. If you'd like to have, anybody else have anything from staff? Or?
So, because you asked for vehicle storage business, and that can mean a lot of things. So the vehicles that are stored are just, well, obviously your personal vehicles, but there's not, you're not like renting space for people to store cars. They're just business cars associated with the business, yeah.
Well, we have customers that get in trouble. Lady's husband died. We had the thing for a year. After we fixed it, you know, we helped her get rid of the car.
But you're not like, it's not like a boat or RV storage place like the earlier applicant where people could store a vehicle.
It's like, okay. Get them out of here.
I only want my own junk there.
And just one last thing, so we have it for the record. If you could talk about, are there any other business? I mean, I think we all know Long Neck Road, but so it's in the record. Are there any other businesses in that sort of general vicinity of Long Neck Road, you know, within a half a mile?
Well, there's a golf cart place right across the street. There's a strip mall. There's Poppy's Produce Stand. There used to be a thing across the road, a delicatessen, but they took that out years ago. That was on Potlitz.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's quite a few. There's Paradise, you know.
Okay.
So.
I have this petition filled out, too. I don't know if you guys want
that. Yeah, if you have a petition, we should have that part of the record.
Give it to Mr. Whitehouse, please. Okay. Is there anything else?
I've got nothing else.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
Thank you.
All right, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2594? In favor? Yes, ma'am. Come up, you may have the floor. Give us your name, please.
Hi. I'm Janet Courtless, and I live on Long Neck Road, and there's five pot nuts and White House Beach and numerous other places, and we all need auto repair. And my whole family goes there, and my daughter-in-law's cousin, so we frequent the place. Right. And it's nice to have something close because I don't drive very far anymore.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to speak in favor? Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Nancy. I'm a local resident.
Your last name is?
I hate to say, but it's Clancy.
Nancy Clancy.
That's right.
I love that.
That's right.
Too. And it's not a joke. I'm not a comedian
trying
to break the tension. Yeah. So I love this spot. I can walk to it from my home. I mean, it's a nice walk because it's all trees. I can drop my car off. I can pick it up. Trustworthy. No problem with trust in this group. And I really appreciate that they're there. A lot of senior citizens are in our area, and a lot of us are head of household, female, and it's nice to have someone that you can really trust.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm in favor of I.
Okay.
Let's not give them any trouble.
All right. Thank you, Fancy Jensy. Anybody else like to speak in favor? Okay.
Excuse me. Are these folks related?
Sir, would you like to speak in favor?
No, thank you.
Okay, yes.
My name is John Dill. I've been here down to Long Neck for about 16 years. I am the president of the Townhomes of Bayshore Condominium Association. I have about 146 owners. Out of that owners, I have about 40 that are hourly, and they're always looking for a good business place to take their automobile that is reasonable, trustworthy, and guarantee their work. So I have never heard one complaint since I've been here about anything, about noise, anything about abuse or anything like that. He is a very professional, they're a very professional family oriented business, and I would highly recommend him to anybody.
Oh, thank you, sir. Did you say your name was John Doe?
John Dill, not Doe. Okay. Don't combine those two words.
Really is a
I thought we were on a roll.
Sir, just real quick for the record, if you come back up, just. Thanks. Just
and the lawyer speaks.
You mentioned the Bayshore Condo Association. Just so we know, where is that in relation to this site? Just
about 3/4 of miles from where they're at.
Okay.
Okay. Thank next to BB Hospital. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. My name is Stephen Boyd, and I'm a full-time resident of White House Beach, which is just down the road. And I just wanted to say that I think that this is a great supporting a local business, small business, very convenient.
All right. Thank you, sir. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Okay, is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none. Anyone else have any questions? Mission? Okay. All right, I will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2594, Anthony DiGiuliano. Apologize. Mr. Collins.
Madam Chair, I'd like to defer action on conditional use 2594, Anthony DiGiuliano. Yes,
you.
That's really, yeah, clearly not Italian.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2594. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries.